The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. It's just me again. Oh my god, you have to deal with me all by myself again? I am so sorry for you people. I really am. Alright, so hope everybody was enjoying that winter storm we got last weekend. Because I know I'm not. And I know I hate every minute of it. Couldn't hate it more. I don't know, I'm so sick of snow. I just hate winter and... It's here. Let's try this the right way. Winter's terrible. Okay, it's terrible. I mean, there's been some decent ones where there's not like 55 million pounds of billions pounds of snow on the ground, and yeah, but there's been some good ones where it's been, you know, decent weather, not too cold, not too, you know, not too bad at all, but I can't deal with this. And I hear we have another one coming this weekend, but I don't think we're going to get hit. I hope. It's just going to be super cold. It's not warm out right now, that's for sure. But anyways, this is Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Anyways, it's just me, guys. Just me. Billy's on a trip. Not like literally, but I'm not going to tell you what he's doing, so that's being nice. You know, he has an appointment. There, that's it. All right, cool. Hope you can hear me, Bill, if you're listening. All right. So the football playoffs are over, and I was right. It was going to be the Patriots and the Seahawks and the Super Bowl. I told you. But I don't know. The Super Bowl is going to be tough. I mean, it's the Patriots and the Seahawks. They both got really good defense, but I think the Seahawks have a better offense. That's just me. Because some of the playing that I've seen lately with the Patriots players, they can't catch the ball. Or they'll drop it. Don't get me wrong, the Broncos weren't doing any better. But I don't know. Maybe, like I said, things happen. Things happen. People get beat. They get massacred. And it's like, how'd that happen? But, I mean, you got Darnold, who's been a veteran, who's been playing for a while, and you got the rookie, May, you know, never played in the Super Bowl. So I think the butterflies will hit, and he'll get nervous. Maybe it won't be a too high-scoring game, because I personally think that the Seahawks are going to be up pretty decently by halftime. Hopefully it's not like a Packers one, where it's 21-3, and then they lose. But anyways... We won't get one of that anymore. yeah, so that's that. So if anyone's... I don't know who's going for who. I mean, of course, we're in Massachusetts. Everyone's going for the Patriots. But there's a lot of people that don't like the Patriots. Only because of Tom Brady. But whoop-de-doo-da, right? Who cares? Tom Brady. Yeah, he won, what, 65 million Super Bowls. Sure. You know, whatever. But... You can't hate a team for one person. You know, it just doesn't work that way. But anywho, this is fun. So I'm gonna try some stuff. Like I talked to you guys before that I'm doing another show called Echoes from the Basement. Hopefully soon. And like I said, it's an AI created show, and I've never heard any AI created show here in Berkshire County. If there is one, that would be awesome, but I don't think there is one. So if there is one, that's great, but I don't think there is, as I said the first time. This is rough, man, not having my partner in crime here, not being able to do, you know, some fun stuff, but I do have some funny, like, news articles. You know, I can read some of those off, you know, but I'm not going to do those right yet. It's only been 4 minutes. Relax. But anyway, so like I said, Super Bowl, Patriots, Seahawks. I It's hard for me to pick a team. I never liked the Patriots, but whatever. I mean, I'll go for anybody except for the Bears. But unless they're playing, nah, still, how we go for the Patriots. But anyway, I honestly think the Seahawks are going to beat the Patriots. It might be a high-scoring game. I kind of don't think so because both defenses are really good. I think it's going to be the score, maybe 28-24, 28-20, somewhere around there, maybe. I don't think it's going to be like 45-38 or something. I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't. It's going to be a good game. There's no getting around that. But I hope it's not one of those games where it was the Reds. I think it was the Redskins versus the Broncos 1 year. I'm not sure if it was 80, 90, somewhere around there. I can't remember what year it was. Yeah, the Washington Commanders. But anyways, the Washington Redskins, I said it. When they played, I think it was the Broncos, and they murdered them like 45-3 or 10 or something like that. 43-10, something like that. I hate those. I want a good game to the point where it's so good you're just like, oh my god, I don't know who's gonna win. Oh, I'm just waiting. You know, that's the games I like to watch. I don't like a beating unless it's the Bears. I keep saying that. I'm so mean. I'm gonna take a drink because I'm dying here. All right. Yes, everybody sees the little man that we have on our logo here. Yeah, he's there. There he is. He's so cute. Anyways, I'll tell you more about that little picture there, a little sticker, and a few. But anyways, I just feel it's going to be, I mean, I can't say, is that really a low-scoring game? 28-20, 24, is that a low score? I think it's low scoring. That's just me. I mean, this is me. I mean, I like good low-scoring games, like maybe 17-14. Those are good. Those are fun games. But I think the Seahawks are going to do it this year, and Darnold's going to get a championship, and that's great. He kind of deserves it. He went from one team, did nothing, and got let go. Then I don't understand why he won 14 games with the Vikings and they got rid of him. That makes zero sense to me. Like, zero sense. And then they get, what was his name? Whatever his name was. And he went to the Falcons. Why? Just why? Like, why would you get rid of a guy who helps you win 14 games? And then you are like, yeah, we don't need you anymore. We're going to pick a younger guy. He just won 14 games for you, man. You are terrible. But, you know, a lot of different coaches now. The Bills have a new coach. Don't know his name. Kind of don't care. The Steelers hired Mike McCarthy. I think that's hilarious. You know, the old Cowboys coach. I'm sure all you Steelers fans are like, why? God, why? You never know. You know, some coaches are terrible at certain points. Mike McCarthy was really good with the Packers. And then he kind of like went downhill after that. Then he went to the Cowboys. I don't think he did that great. But then he was let go, and now the Steelers have him. And maybe he'll do good. Give the guy a chance. That's all I can tell you. Don't know if Brett Favre. Wow, I'm way off. Don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to play anymore. I'm not sure about that one. Because last I knew, is Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers didn't get along. I could be wrong. He could play for the Steelers one more year and call it quits. But he still wants to play for the Packers, which I just don't see that happen. I really don't. I don't see him playing for the Packers. I don't think the Packers organization is going to sign a guy that complains more than a child who has its favorite toy taken away. I don't see it. Why would you want that headache again? You dealt with it for what, a few years, and then all of a sudden he was just like, oh, you signed me, now I'm leaving. Really? Wow. Anyway, and then he went to the Jets. Did super good there. That was sarcastic. What did he do? He tore his Achilles or something. He tore something. I think it was his Achilles tendon or something like that. First play of the game or like a couple plays after that. That was hilarious. I'm sorry. I liked Aaron Rodgers when he played for the Green Bay, but when you want to get traded to the Jets like Brett Favre did, it was almost the same scenario. Brett Favre got let go, and I think he got let go, he got traded. I don't remember anymore. It's the old age, just it kicks in. I don't know. He might have gotten traded or let go. I think it was his last year. I'm not really sure. But anyways, he went to the Jets. Why? Why the Jets? Do you feel bad for that team? You just want to go play for them and just look, see if you can still throw the ball? And then he went to the Vikings. I was waiting for Aaron Rodgers to go to the Vikings. I would have been like, followed in your mentor's footsteps. It's like, why? But he went to the Steelers, which he did really good. He did good. He didn't do horrible. He did good. He brought him to the playoffs. He didn't bring the Jets anywhere. Let's see. Where did he bring the Jets? Dead last? Yeah, he did great. Yeah, but eh. You know what I'm saying? Eh. Why? I just... just a lot of coaching changes lately. Packers lost their defensive coordinator, and we picked up the Cardinals. Was he? I think he was the head coach. Now he's the defensive coordinator. Why? Why? Just why? You could have got somebody way better, but it's okay. And then I seen the... okay, I seen this stupid... I hate when people post stuff about sports and they just throw these things up here that aren't even true. It was a Josh Allen. Like, they made it look like he said something on Twitter or whatever. What, X, excuse me. Or Instagram. It said something like, you know, this is going to be a tough road. Didn't want to leave Buffalo, but I think I'm going to start a new life in with Green Bay. And I'm like, what? Like, so the funny, I read this and I'm in a group and everyone's like, oh my God. Like, they're laughing because why would you trade Josh Allen to the Green Bay Packers? We have Jordan Love, and Jordan Love isn't that bad. And it's like, get serious. But whatever. You know, what? I wouldn't mind having Josh Allen because Josh Allen, we got weapons. Okay, we got some weapons. We got, you know, Christian Watson. We got Dobbs. We've got Golden if they'd use them. If you can hear these, this Packer boys, you need to use Golden. But, you know, in my eyes, Josh Allen just doesn't have the weapons. He doesn't have the wide receivers that he needs. And his owner is terrible. And he doesn't get him anyone he needs. You already let go of Diggs. Why? That was dumb. That was his boy. Like, bang. Touchdown left and right there. But then they're like, oh, we're going to put him somewhere else. We're going to trade him to the Texans. Unbelievable. But that's sports for you. It's business, I guess. Business is business. You know, we're going to trade you to here. Like, me, personally, if I ever went into, like, big-time sports, like, if I ever became a baseball player or football player, anyone traded me to the Red Sox, I'd quit. I'd quit. I'd literally quit. Not, see, I can't say that. I can't. The reason why I can't say that is because I love baseball, so I'd play. I would literally play. I'd hate every minute of it, but I would play because I love baseball, so I would play. Like, if anyone traded me to the Bears, I'd play. You know, it's I'm making money, I'm going to play, whatever. I'm not comfortable, I hate this place, but I'm going to play. It's I don't know. It's some people are, like, don't get me wrong, there's some people that, like, when they, I know it happened a few times at some of the NFL drafts where, like, a quarterback would get picked number one to a team he doesn't want to go to, and he's like, I don't want to play for them. Grow up, dude. Like, seriously, just play. Like, it doesn't matter. You just got picked. You should be happy. Why are you complaining? Me, I wouldn't care. I mean, like I said, yeah, okay, if I got picked by the Bears, let me say the Bears, or the Patriots, I would still play the game because I love the game. Yeah, I wouldn't be happy, but I wouldn't complain about it. It's just, yeah, I complained a minute ago, but I just told you the truth that I would actually play. I wouldn't even care. I'd play. I'd put that Red Sox uniform on, the hat, as much as it would kill me, and I'd wear my Yankee necklace to make sure that I never, never show that I'm disgracing my favorite team. But you know what? I would still play the game. I would have a blast. Maybe no. I might make some new. I'd have new colleagues, new friends, new people to talk to. You know, I'd had to have fun. It would be great. But yeah, that's the way sports is these days. So Seahawks are going to win. Period. That's how I see it. I bet I was right with everything I said. Every time I say these things, and I'm like, oh, I got this one right. I get happy. And then watch the last one. I'll be wrong. I don't think I'm going to be. I just feel the Seahawks have more. I can't say talent. I think they want it more. I'm not saying the Patriots don't want it. I feel that the Seahawks want it more. Right? But okay. Anyways, I'm going to read some funny news here. So I was looking at this, and it's funny. It's hilarious. It says, this is great, community radio. Farting in front of your partner leads to a stronger and healthier relationship. Not always. Okay. If you let one rip, and some people are like, yo, that's gross, and then they leave. They're like, they're done with you. They're like literally done with you. Both ways. It could be woman rips one, man rips one, and then boom, they're like, I'm done. I don't want to be with you anymore. Dude, it's air. Yeah, it's sometimes it's not pleasant, but you know, it's still. There's no way. Out of some of the things I've seen where, like, a woman lets one go, and then the guy's like, "You're disgusting," and then they get up and leave. Like, they don't want to be with you anymore because of that. It's like, dude, really, man? Come on, like, get serious. Like, women think they let out rainbows and butterflies. You think so? Anyways, that's definitely not the truth. I can promise you that much. And unicorns and happy little smiles and emojis. No, you don't. Okay, no, you don't. It's. I think it's stupid. It's not true. It doesn't make stronger and healthier relationship. It makes a stinky relationship. Like, whew. Good Lord, what'd you eat? Chili. With some fava beans. Just kidding. And a bottle of Chianti. You know what I'm talking about. Some of you people might not know what I'm talking about. But anyways, I'll have to say this. I forgot to say this. It's Friday, and this is our new time slot. We don't do the show on Wednesdays anymore. Hopefully my Echoes from the Basement will be on Wednesdays for that time slot when I did my Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea there. So yeah, I'm excited. But I'm probably going to... Whew, I don't know. I don't want to do this by myself anymore. This is stressful. Oh my God, I'm having a stress attack. No, I'm not. Anyways, I'm not getting all wound up and crazy, I promise. It's just rough because when you have your best friend across from you, like, and he helps you with the comedy, it doesn't work when you're by yourself. Yeah, I do stand-up, but you know what? That's different. I'm not talking in front of a crowd, and I can say things that I can't say here, okay? So that's a totally different story. But anyways, we will continue with the hilarity of the funny little news feeds here. Like, parrots removed from UK wildlife park after they started swearing at customers. Okay, see, you know the customers started that. Okay, I don't think the workers started, the customers started that. Literally, they started that whole thing. Like, they were saying swears like crazy, and the birds finally got a hold of it, and were like, hey, we could say this. You can't get rid of the birds because of stupid customers. You just can't. If your guys are going to be like that, you want to go to a wildlife park, and you want to see, you know, parrots, and, you know, like, oh, they're so beautiful, and stuff like that, but then you start swearing, they're gonna catch it. They're gonna catch on. I kind of think it's funny, actually. Yeah, it's terrible, but it's funny. I think it's hilarious. Maybe I'm mean, but I think it's funny. Like, I guess it's horrible. Like, if there's a little kid there or something like that, that completely makes sense. But if it's just adults, that's funnier. That's hilarious. I would literally laugh. I would probably take a video. No, I wouldn't, because I'm not like these other wackos that take videos of dumb things that don't need me taking videos of. But anyways, yes, let's continue with the hilarity of this. Okay, you're all going to hate me. I really don't care, okay? Other people's kids annoy me, okay, when they running around acting rambunctious and crazy, okay? Control your child, please. Now this, I'm sorry, is funny. And if they do, that'll be great. this is gonna be the biggest hateful thing that Chuck and Billy's ever said, okay? Well, I've ever said. Well, we would have both agreed. But anyways, I don't know how to read this. It's so funny. Ready? You ready? I hope you're all ready. Okay, good. Tripping kids as they run around restaurants or anywhere else to be made legal. Okay. What I get out of this is you trip a kid, falls down, usually gets up, you know, and then just keeps going. Because most kids are just, they're built tough, right? I don't know about these days. I just got up and just kept going. Tripped me again, I got up and kept going. But it's funny, okay? Like, some of these kids need to be tripped, right? It's horrible. Like, I can't even tell you how many times where I've been in a restaurant or a store and kids are just all over the place screaming, and the parent is just walking around, you know, not even paying attention, don't care what he's doing, throwing things, smashing stuff. Okay, cool, you know, do something. But this would be great. Hopefully it's made legal. I would laugh. I would literally laugh watching some dude just be like, "Dish," and I would just would laugh. I think it's funny. Let's see. This is funny. I get it, but I don't get it. Okay. Theme parks in Japan are discouraging screaming on roller coasters to slow coronavirus spread, with one park urging riders to please scream inside your heart. Don't open your mouth, ever. Even if you're wearing a mask, shut it. Don't you scream at all. You understand me? Shh. That's funny. Like, you can't... If you're on a roller coaster and you're screaming, either you're going to swallow a bug or get hit in the face by a bird. And I've seen a few of those videos. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I'm just saying, okay, it's one out of a million, maybe. Or one out of a couple thousand, 100,000, whatever. But but if you're screaming on a roller coaster, you're not going to catch the coronavirus. It's going up in the air and going bye-byes. It's going to give all the angels up there coronavirus, because they're going to catch it. I don't know. I don't know. I think that's weird and makes no sense. Just don't scream on the roller coasters. You're going to give people the coronavirus. Well, if you sit two people together with masks on, kind of weird and how... I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm done with that. Anyway, this one's funny. Man arrested for putting down fake social distancing arrows in IKEA and creating a labyrinth with no exit. Dude, you're awesome. I think that's funny. Oh, where did you get the stickers? That's where I want to know. Did you work somewhere and you were like, I'm taking these? Because I know where I worked, they had a whole bunch of those stickers. Oh, I should have grabbed some. That would have been funny. Oh, my God, that would have been funny. Just put them in some places everywhere. Just stick them wherever. Dude, I think that's funny. I think that's great. But you got arrested, buddy. Not smart. Anyways, let's see. Let's see. Boy 9, so obsessed with gaming, he plays for 6 hours a day. Wait a minute. If he's 9 and he's playing 6 hours a day, why is this kid not in school? A day. If he's not, I don't know, maybe he's going to school and then playing after, because that wouldn't be day. That would be night. 6 hours a night. Okay? Get your facts straight. There's no, if this kid's playing 6 hours a day, okay, I know it's a day. I get where we're going, where I'm going with this, and where everybody else is probably going with it. But what I'm saying is if this kid doesn't go to school, bro, you better be able to make some money playing video games, because if it was me, now don't get me wrong, when I was younger, I was playing video games like crazy, like hours upon hours upon hours of games. I had no life. Well, I did. I worked, but I still came home and played video games. Stay up half the night, go to bed, get up early in the morning, go to work. And I don't know how I'm still alive, because I didn't sleep for crap, because it was ridiculous. I got up early. I think I got up at like 7:30, and I'd go there at 8. I think it was 8. And then I'd wait for like a half an hour for the store to open, and then I'm there. You know, I don't know why I went that early, but that was when I was younger. I'm now old. I can't get up. I can get up that early, but that's a struggle. You know, you see these videos where you're like, oh, when you hit your 30s, and don't even try that with me. Just don't. Okay, don't. If you have a broken back or a messed up back, fine. But if you're like, oh, in your 30s, get out of here. Like, seriously, get out of here. I don't want to hear you. I don't want to see your dumb video. 50? Bones cracking. It's like Rice Krispie treats. You know, Snap, Crackle, Pop. No. It's horrible. It's so, you know what it's, okay, what's so, there was a toy that used to crack, and I can't remember the name of it. But anyways, the cracking is unbelievable. The pains are unbelievable. Like, you can barely walk when you get up. It's like your legs die when you're sleeping, and it's like, all right, let's try to work these bad boys. It's horrible. This age sucks. I'm sorry, but it sucks. Being 30, don't try that with me. Really don't. If there's anyone out there that is 30 and they're trying to prove to me that, oh, but I have those pains too. Right. Anyways, you're not going to convince me. Ever. Okay? Ever. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. But after we're done with this half hour, I'm going to do something cool the next half hour. Let's see if I can read one more of these things here. All right. I don't think there's another one, though. There's a soap that makes you smell like gunpowder, campfire, and whiskey. Yummy. No. I'm good. Like, I'm literally good. I don't want to smell like any of that ever. I'm good. Thank you. Appreciate it, but no. I mean, don't get me wrong. My favorite scent is sandalwood. And there's this one that I try. It's a soap. It's tobacco and whiskey. I think it's whiskey. I think that's what it is. Tobacco and whiskey. But it smells so good. And I used to have it for a beard wash, and I love the smell of it. Oh, so good. People are probably like, ew, that's so gross, and you're so weird. It reminds me of my dad because my dad used to smoke a pipe, and that's exactly what it smells like. So I think that's the reason why I like it. But anyways, we're almost there at that time. Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
All right. Made it back. So, I've been telling you guys about the AI-created music. I kind of want to play one for you guys. I want you to listen to what it sounds like before you criticize. That's just me. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Turn off the radio and then wait for me to come back in 3 minutes. What I'm saying is I just want you to check it out. Now, I write a whole bunch of songs, but I don't write all of them. What I do is I'll like generate some nice lyrics and I'll fix them. I do that. I don't consider that writing. There is some songs that I've written that I probably will never play on this radio station, only because I don't want no one to steal my song. So they can steal whatever ones are on here. I don't really care. But what I'm saying is I just don't want to play the ones I've actually written, because those mean a lot to me. These ones, don't get me wrong, they sound great, but I just want to keep the ones I wrote. So, yeah, I'm going to try and play one for you. I'm going to disappear, so I'm going to try and play this. I don't know if it'll work, but we can try. We can give it a shot. All right, so the song I'm going to play, it is called Bang Bang Baby, and it's, I think the way I wrote it was a night, not wrote, wrote it, but way I said that I wanted the song was 1980s hair metal. Now, if anybody you know who the hair metal bands are, they're Cinderella, you know, who else? Cinderella, like Britney Fox, bunch of others, you know, like Poison, you know, Warrant, all those guys. So I'm going to play this one for you. I hope you like this one. We'll be right back. Bang bang baby. So yeah, that was pretty cool. So that's stuff you're gonna hear. I might play another one, but I don't know if we have time. I do want to say what I was talking about is this right here, little man that we have on our logo. I would tell you his real name, but I'm not going to. So anyways, I got this made for me for Christmas. One of my friends had it made for me. It's amazing. And I love it. Now, if you guys want to get custom-made stickers, you can get these at this place here. I'm just trying to help her out. She's super, you know, super cool. It's called Willow's Whimsy. And if you actually want to get a hold of her, you can get a hold of her at willowwhimsycrafts.com. That's willowwhimsycrafts.com. If you guys go home and watch PCTV and you see what I have here, it's super nice. It's perfect. It's not blotchy. It's not blurry. It's nothing. It's gorgeous. It's amazing. So check that out. If you guys want to get some stickers or custom stickers made, you know. Great. I mean, eventually, me and Billy are going to get ones where me and Billy are on there, you know. I don't want my face on my cup, but whatever. Sure, why not? Let's do it. All right, so, like I said, that was one of the songs. I'll probably play it on Wednesday, too, or next when I start the show. But I will play you another one. I could probably play another one, but I don't want to play too long of one. But yeah, I mean, they don't sound horrible. They sound actually decent. They don't sound like I said before, that some of the AI music out there, some of them sound absolutely terrible. Like, they're robotically... Like, it'll start off good, and then the song will just mumble. Like, there's been times where I've used certain AI ones, and they just mumble words that don't even exist. Like what if he was saying, bang, bang, baby, he was going, bang, bang, baby, like, something like that. And I'm like, what? No, that's not what I wrote. But the one that I use, phenomenal. I love it. Yes, I pay for it, because it's awesome, and I think it's great. I personally think I like it. I have a lot of these songs downloaded to listen to in the car, and I listen to them a lot. I can play you one that's actually like the shortest song that I have. Like, literally the shortest. It's like, I think it's, let's see, I think it's like a minute and 43 seconds. I think. Let me see. It's a good tune. It's called Mad Lion. It's rap, and it's I like the beat. I think the beat's amazing. It sounds really good. Don't worry, there's no swears in any of my songs. Don't get all paranoid. I promise you, there's none. I've gone through every lyric before I even tried this. Every single lyric, like I had to scan everyone, make sure there was nothing in it. And that was tedious, okay? I went to Boston twice, and I took this with me, and I did it. Tedious, like absolutely tedious. You have to look at every lyric. It's so bad. But anyways, I'm going to try this one, see if you guys like this song. It's called Mad Lion by that guy. There's no bands. All right, we're going to give this one a shot. Here we go.
Step back, the lion awake. What up? What up? Boy. Step by that. Step by that. Step back, the lion awake. Jungle ablaze when me start the quake. No play with fire if you can't take it. Mad lion, they up on the street. I'm a mad lion, hear me roar. Come fi conquer, run the floor. From Kingston Hills to New York Shore. Me re-roar so loud them can't ignore. Drop bass heavy, heart full of rage. Me tear down chain, me bust the cage. Streets know me name, me rule the stage. Every lyric hot like a furnace blazer. Babylon watching them can't contain. Still me rise up, no fear, no shame. King in the jungle, that's me claim. Every boy tries them, flame, flame, flame. I'm a mad lion, hear me roar. Come to conquer, run the floor. From London down to Montego Shore. Me roar so strong, them can't ignore. Rough life school me, pain me teacher. Me rhyme sharp like razor feature. Real yard man, me no need preacher. Only John know me true believer. My king on like a weapon drawn. Me ride every beat from dusk till dawn. You can't tame this lion spawn. Me born fi mash up Babylon. Stepping on the light when the rhythm knock. Every girl move, everybody rock. Fire on me eyes never ease or stop. Mad lion rise to the top, to the top. Ah, I'm a mad lion, hear me roar. Blaze the trail, me lock the door. From island streets to worldwide tour. Mad lion rule forevermore.
Yeah, see, it didn't take that long. It was only a minute. I think it was like a minute. Yeah, it's a minute and 43 seconds. That's exactly what it said. 47 seconds. My bad. I was off by a little bit. But yeah, that's the stuff you're going to hear, man. I mean, I already made a Facebook page. So if you guys want to look for Echoes from the Basement, go to my Facebook page. I will literally post some of these songs. Not all of them, some of them. So you can download them. And put it on your own, like, little thingy. You know what I'm saying? Put it on your phone. I'm dying. Play it in your car. You know, whatever. It's awesome. I might play you one more, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Don't get all frustrated. I don't even know which one I would actually play you. Maybe I play you country song, man. Yeehaw. Got some good ones, man. I mean, you know, there's some good tunes here. I got some from the 80s pop music. Like, I do every single genre because why not, right? Like, I think I got a jazz song on here called Moonlight Kiss or something. Yeah, that's what it is. Moonlight Kiss. I have heavy metal on here. I don't think anybody's played heavy, like, death metal on here ever. I could be the first. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, there's some pretty decent... there's one song on here I can't play. I already took it off of here because it has a swear in it. I found it, and I was like, nope, can't play that song. So that's been removed. So let's see. I mean, I got a few I could play. I got some sad songs, of course. You know, some people, you know, are just like, oh, I feel bad. But, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I downloaded most of these songs, the ones that I liked anyway. There's a few songs that I created that just did not come out the way I wanted it at all. Like, it was absolutely, like, what is he saying? But that the beat is terrible. Like, there's been songs that I've done on other AI generators that, music generators, that when I did the song, I don't know, understand how the beat from the drums to the guitar and the singing was off key. It was so bad. I just was like, what is this? It was not, cool, man. It was definitely not cool. Let's see. Let's see. I could play one in a few minutes. It's called Chasing the Night. It's a Journey style. It's not actually Journey. And it sounds really good. I didn't think I was going to like it. And then I fixed it a little bit, and it sounds really good. But yeah, I mean, 15 minutes before I go bye-byes. I mean, maybe I could play it just before I'm done. Let's see. What is the... I don't know how long it is. I don't know. But anyways, we could play it a little bit. Yeah, so I mean, like I said, guys, go to my Facebook page, Echoes from the Basement. Follow me. If you liked any of the songs I just played, some of them, I think those two are actually going to be on the page. They're not yet, but when the show actually happens, if, whenever it happens, I'm going to post them on the page. And if you want to download them, you can just click on them. Boom, you got it. Done. That simple. I have no problem with it. Totally cool. I really wanted the Mad Lion song a little longer. I loved the beat, the way it sounded. And then I didn't know it was that short. And I was playing it on my speaker and I was jamming. I was like, oh, this is so awesome. And then all of a sudden it just ended. I was like, what? Why is it over? What happened? And I played it again. I was like, it's only a minute and 43 seconds. Why? So good. But anyway. Yeah, I will play the Chasing the Night Journey style-ish. How about this? Journey-esque. There you go. Journey-esque song. Like I said, I do it all. I do a whole bunch of genres. If there's a genre you haven't heard, I do dark country. I do pop. I do jazz. I do... what else? 80s, 70s, I do. I want to do a 50s song. I haven't done one of those yet. I think that would be fun. We're going to do that. So when this gets ready, I'm going to play every single genre that I could possibly put on the show, but I'm not going to play one genre. I might do a special, like, where I'm like, oh, it's country night, oh, it's pop night, you know. I might do that and then get all the pop songs together and just boom boom play them, you know, just for fun. Give it like a theme, you know, something like that. Yeah. All right, so I'm gonna play this one more song before I leave, because if I don't, I'm gonna feel stupid. All right, so I'm going to play this one. I hope you guys like this one. This one's actually awesome. I like this song. So here we go.
We'll be right back. in the night.
All right, Chasing the Night. Alrighty. That was pretty good. I like that one. It gives you that. I gotta make some that have like the crowd in it. I've done that a few of them, but that didn't sound right. I mean, I've got little hacks and stuff like that I can throw where the crowd cheers and says a few things, and then he says things back, which is pretty cool. I mean, AI's come a long way. But yeah, I mean, I've got tons. I mean, I'm sure you're gonna hear those songs again when I play them. But like I said, they're going to be on the website. I mean, on the website, the page, Facebook page. Download them if you like them. I don't have a problem with it. Doesn't bother me. So yeah, I'm excited. I love doing that stuff. I've never wanted to play music on the radio. Like, because it's the same music over and over and over and over again. Top 40, top 10. I don't want to hear that. I love music, don't get me wrong, but this is stuff no one's ever heard before. And that's what I like. Yes, I still love my classic songs and 80s and, you know, stuff like that. Stuff from the 70s, stuff from the 90s, some stuff from the 90s. 2000s, eh. But I love it. I think it's going to be fun. But let me give another shout out here to the sticker lady, Willow's Whimsy. Okay, is the name of the sticker company. If you want to check it out, it's willowswhimsycrafts.com. Check it out. Check out the website. If you want something custom, I'm sure she can do it for you. Obviously, little man here. The man that takes care of Chuck and Billy, right there. That little guy takes care of us like crazy. He watches us. All right. So, yeah, I'm excited. I want to do this. Like, I want to do it. I want to do it again. I want to play another one, but I only got a few minutes. And I don't think I have any song on here that I could play that's not long. I mean, they're not really that long. They're like 3 minutes or so. I don't know. I could play that. Yeah, I want to play that one. I'm going to save that one. Let's see here. I could play a country song. I got a country song here called My Tractor's Got a Better Personality. That one I can't wait to play, actually. So when that starts, I'm probably going to start off the entire show with that. Is here's My Tractor's Got a Better Personality. And I have another song on here called Take What You Want But Not My Chevy. That one's pretty good. You know that's all the way country songs are, right? Don't take my dog. Don't take my truck. Take whatever you want, but just don't take them. But I don't have it that way. Take the dog. Take whatever you want. Take the grass. I don't care. Take the dirt with you. Don't take my truck. Don't take my truck and my John Deere tractor out in the yard, cause I'm doing some crops, you know, stuff like that. So yeah, I've got a measly 4 minutes, and that's pretty cool. But I usually am supposed to end this a minute early because, yeah, that's what you gotta do. But I appreciate everyone that's listening. I hope you really liked the AI songs. If you didn't, suck it up, champ. Because this is how it is. this is going to be my opening. AI music is wrecking it for people that are actual musicians. Number one, AI is not wrecking it for people that are actually musicians. When the people play their music, they play their music because they're awesome. Okay? That has nothing to do with AI. People that can't play instruments or can't sing or, you know, can't play the drum, whatever, if they can't play any of that, they use AI music to express themselves because they're like, oh my God, it sounds so good. That's how I would really want to do it if I could play a song, if I could sing, if I could play an instrument. So don't think that AI is destroying everything for musicians, because in my eyes, it's not. It's for people that can't play That's how I feel. I can't. I can play the drums. If I try to sing, I sound like a dying calf in a hailstorm, so that's, like, straight up pointless. But, you know, it's the way it is, right? I don't know. I can't wait to do it. I'm excited. I wanted to give you, like, a taste of what I'm going to be doing, and I'm happy for it. I'm excited. Excited, scary, because it is tedious work. Like, you have to make sure you have the right song. It has to sound good. I don't want to play something that's going to sound like garbage. I don't want to play anything like that. I do have songs that sound like Flock of Seagulls. That's hilarious. I just had to do it. But yeah, I mean, I got 1 minute here. Well, actually, in a second, I've got 2 minutes technically, but you know, it's the way it works. So I'm excited. I hope you guys are too. I hope you guys are excited for the Super Bowl. I'm excited for the Super Bowl. I know it's not yet, but I think it's next. Is it next Sunday or then Sunday after that? Is it 12th of February, right? Somewhere around there. I don't know. I don't know what day it is. I don't pay attention half the time. Too busy doing that and this and that. You know, everything else but paying attention to the date of when the Super Bowl is. I was breaking my neck talking. Holy moly, that was killer. But next Friday we'll be back. Well, let me rephrase that. Next Friday, hopefully we'll be back. I hope it's not next Friday. I'll be back. I'm always here. I haven't gone anywhere. I mean, I didn't do anything last Friday because I wasn't here. I was in Boston, like I said. Then I went back to Boston again. I don't like Boston. But anyways, I just wanted to thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. We really appreciate it. It's been a pleasure, you know. Super awesome. So I appreciate it, guys. You guys are the best. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. But, you know, have a blast. Have a good night, guys. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of your night. Have a good one.